This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid, and did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website. Give me your email address. It ain't that hard. You know what your email address is, right? There's a little white box, top right-hand corner. And in the box, you can give me your email address. Every week I send out an email. I'll let you know who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, some of the topics, some of the freebies we're giving out, because we do give away some stuff on the show. And I love it when you get involved. I love it when you get involved, get engaged, and ask me questions that I miss. I don't always catch what they're saying. Right? I don't always catch what a guest says or somebody's saying to me. And it might go past me, not that I'm not paying attention, but man, I'm trying to take notes. I might key in on something you don't. So I'm always looking for help. I'm always looking for help with the show, with the guests, with topics, and that kind of stuff. So please, pay attention, get involved, get engaged. So, I've been seeing how many of you have been seeing all the, raise your hand so I can count you. How many of you have been seeing all these celebrities talking about how, we've got to go, we've got to boycott. Now they're talking about having some kind of second show in D.C., you know, the lefties are actually going to have a show. Although I don't know how they're going to do it because they don't do anything for nothing. So who's going to pay for all of this? Really, they don't really do anything for nothing. So I can't wait to see who's going to put it together, how they're going to pull it together. So they're going to have a secondary event, a telethon of some kind, during the inauguration to give you someplace else to go. Because, you know, everybody wants someplace else to go. Nobody wants to watch Trump. Rosie O'Donnell, she'd like to see us go to martial law so that we can delay Trump's inauguration. Yeah, these people are really just out of their minds. She tweets out, "I fully support imposing martial law delaying the inauguration until Trump is cleared of all charges." This was the same bonehead who said that 9/11 was a setup because no time in history has fire been able to melt iron. That's right. Think about that. And you going to lose it over there? Seriously, it's exactly what she said. I'm thinking, Rosie, have you ever been down to, like, you know, a smelting place? I don't know. Are they using fire or water? I don't understand. How else does one melt? When you see lava come out of the ground, is it ice cold? Is it blue? Or is it red hot with flames coming out of it? Now, martial law occurs only when military steps in to control the government. According to Rosie O'Donnell, martial law is the only chance to stop that inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. That's right. Because that could be the worst thing that could possibly ever happen. These people on the left. And I'm talking to far left. All right, listen, I got family members who are on the left, but they're not stepped into the lunacy, over the lunacy line. The real red line is you can step over. But these guys on the far left, they really believe that every thought that they have, every cell between both of their ears is 100% correct. And you can't tell them any different. That should scare anybody. Anybody who thinks they know that much is a danger to themselves and the people around them. That's my own personal opinion, by the way. So when I see stuff like this in there, and again, more and more celebs are coming out and telling people to boycott, he's not their president. I love that one. He's not their president. Remember when we said that about Obama? Right? They had a right to, because I was actually on their side with that one. We lost. We lost both of those races. And if we lost those races and he became president, suck it up and get over it. This time we fought back. You know, they're always going to use the loons in California. Not really. She won the popular vote by 2.8 million votes. Well, I want you to prove to me that the votes cast in California were legitimate. I think there was a lot of voter fraud in California. It's my own personal opinion. But it comes from people we've had on the show that have actually tried to clean up the voter rolls here in California. And the Dems that have been elected to the positions that do that refuse to do anything with it. They refuse to clean them up. We know, you know, people who have died, moved out, and they're still getting their ballots. They're still voting in these elections. Right? Now, I can't substantiate this, but I heard a little funny for the moment. I heard that the bed and breakfast, a lot of the hotels were sold out in D.C. before the election. I want you to think about this. Before the election, back like August, end of July, it was a 98% fill rate. These bed and breakfasts, hotels, or what have you, were all full. I heard the day after, within two days after the election, they were almost empty. People had canceled their reservations. Oh, yeah, put that number together in your head. Now they're all full again. Don't get me wrong, but think about that. How would they be empty unless the people that filled them up were for Hillary? And went, oh, my God, shoot, what? How could she lose? See, they thought they had it in the bag. You know, sometimes I get emails from some of you guys who say, hey, why do you do all the negative stories? No, mostly what's in here. But there was somebody sent me this one. This is kind of cool. Oh, there's that sound. I'll do it inside the break. Kind of a lighthearted moment so you can have some fun. And then we'll get back into the nasties. Michael Hausman joins me at the bottom of the hour. Our token libertarian, or whatever he wants to call himself. When he comes on, we'll find out. Anyway, we'll catch you in a few minutes. You're listening on GCN. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 6-4-6-8-6. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do please do be involved in the conversation. Yes, producer Tammy was asking me what charges she thinks. You know, there's a bunch of boneheads out there that think that Trump should be impeached. Like now, right now.
I do understand that, but I don't understand what charges they think he needs to be cleared of.
I do. Everything. This day, breathing would be the first one on their list, I'm sure. But it shows you, you know, they're just, these are the, remember these people were the people of the open tent, right? They're more open to ideas. They're more open to a free flow thought process. But apparently only if it's theirs, and only if it's with themselves, because they don't even get along with each other. And now they're you know, again, think about all the hate. That whole garbage of love Trump's hate. That whole joke, love Trump's hate. What are they acting on? They're acting on hate. They're not acting on fear. They're acting on hate. They hate the guy. They hate everything he stands for. They hate the fact that he just might turn something around by doing exactly what they don't want him to do. Look, we've done these stories, story after story after story. Some of the safest, best-run cities, cities that are doing fiscally the best in the country, are run by conservatives. It's fact, but you've got to do a little of your own homework. Right? I mean, seriously, when you have people, what was that, a couple of these celebrities that are long life, long-term liberal Republicans that speak out against Liberal Party, speak out against the Democrats, you know you got a problem. It's really that easy. You know you have a problem at that point. Where was I? Where's the four-year-old boy? There he is. I thought this was a great story, right? We'll get a quick lighthearted story in. A four-year-old who has read 1,000 books, 4 years old. How many four-year-olds can get through the alphabet, right, in one sitting without needing a nap? This one's read over 1,000 books, and now is allowing to tour the Library of Congress. This is in Georgia. Four-year-old Georgia girl's love of books has taken her all the way to the Library of Congress. The Librarian of Congress, Carla Hayden, allowed Delia Marie Arana to serve as a librarian for the day. The Times of Gainesville, Georgia, reports that Delia of Gainesville recently completed reading 1,000 books. The Library of Congress spokeswoman, Gail Osberg, said that Delia's parents had written to Hayden about the achievement, and Hayden found it inspiring. Osterberg said that Hayden plans to establish a librarian for the day program on a regular basis for students 16 and younger. She said Hayden's goals are to cultivate young scholars and make the library's resources more accessible to Americans of all ages. You know, I mean, just think of that. It's great. But how many parents are really? Now, don't get me wrong. Not when you send your kid to his room and say, why don't you go read a book? That's all I'm talking about. How many of you parents not only encourage your kids to read a book, but actually kind of get involved with them in the reading of the book? You know, making sure they're reading the right stuff. Yeah, I remember the teachers used to tell me with my kids, well, it doesn't matter what they read as long as they read. Yes, it does matter what they read. I don't buy into that policy. It doesn't matter. Right? But you want to find something to help your kids pique their interest, find their interest. You know, I remember going into some, what were they, Barnes & Nobles. I don't even know if they're still around. But going into the Barnes & Noble stores, and they had a kids section. Child section, excuse me. And my kids would sit there, and I would sit there with them. And not that I was doing anything with them, but they would go through the books. They would sit there, and I would just watch and see what books they picked up on. So I knew what to get them. I knew how to pique their interest. I knew how to get them reading and doing something, and I would ask them about the book. And we've kind of lost that. Not that I'm asking you to write letters or have your kids write. And maybe that wouldn't be a bad thing. I used to have my kids sit down once a month to write letters to relatives. Pick one and write it. It didn't have to be a 7-page novel or novelette, whatever. But it had to make sense, and it had to be at least a page. Right? So just, again, it's... You've got to get involved with your kids. You've got to help them understand. You've got to help them learn. Otherwise, you're leaving them up to the public school system. You're leaving up to their own wiles. You're leaving them up to 140 characters or less with their smartphones. You know, I was on a show today where it's part of a panel talking about technology. And one person on the technology panel said that he was fearful that robots/technology would take over. They would become smarter than us because of artificial intelligence. And another young lady that was there with us said she had the same fear that they were smarter than us, or they would get smarter than us, and they would kind of take over. And I kept saying, you don't understand something. This is not a science fiction movie. We still build the machines. The machines will need us to build them. You know, we have a thought process that's totally different. Theirs is programmed. Ours is not. Right? I mean, we have instinct. They don't. Or won't. But that's not the point. My point was, my fear was when I came into it, I said, listen, I don't think they're going to take over and jail us. They're not going to have to do that because we're going to be too stupid to know any better. I mean, look at your smartphone. We don't retain any information anymore. We don't have to keep it in our head because what can we do? Come on, everybody together. We can Google it. That's right. We can Google it. We can look it up online. We can ask somebody on Facebook. We don't have to we don't have to keep anything between our ears. If we keep going this way and you believe in evolution, the brains will be gone soon. We don't need them. We'll just need our eyes and our hands to be able to look at look at what Google's response is. So I don't think, it's a little off topic, but I don't think that robots are going to take us over. I don't think that technology is somehow going to wipe out mankind. I think what's going to wipe out mankind is man's love for technology. Because we're going to allow it to think for us. We're going to allow it to work for us. We're going to allow it to take us over in that light. And I think that's more dangerous than anything else. You stop thinking. And that's what actually becomes more dangerous than everything else. So, all right, let's see if I can poke some of my left-leaning people right in the eyeball. Let me see what this says. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. According to a new study, right-wing people are better looking than those on the left. Oh, I'm going to save this one for Michael. Because as a libertarian, he's really not right or left. He's kind of in the middle. No? Oh, he's off. Okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Michael Hauser is going to join us after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him on. I might as well get on him early. Michael Housen joins me as he does every week. He's our libertarian buddy. But you changed it last week. You kind of changed it up and said, I don't know if I'm necessarily libertarian anymore, right?
Well, no, I'm not libertarian, like capital L libertarian party. I'm small L libertarian, freedom and liberty focused, but that doesn't necessarily mean I hang around with a bunch of weirdos naked. I'm not a libertarian party guy.
I needed
I'm a libertarian
that.
Guy.
Seriously? Now I got visions of you in your underwear by a lake or something? No, no, thank you.
Believe me, you're not the only one, dude.
Oh, God. You know, first things first, I mean, I know we're going to get to something, a social issue in a minute, but you have been, I'm sure you've been watching the hearings and that kind of stuff or what have you, even the Trump's media frenzy the other day. First, let's talk about the hearings. I mean, for me, the hearings are just an extension of the campaign. I'm listening to these guys on the Dem side looking to see which one of Trump's appointees will hang Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Yeah, it's really interesting to me how after 8 years, Elijah Cummings is all of a sudden extraordinarily interested in the role of advice and consent and criticism of the government and separation of powers. I mean, what a magical transformation that esteemed leader has undergone in the last few days.
But did you,
really a remarkable change.
I can't remember his name yet, but the congressman from Louisiana who said by putting them last on the list, by making them testify at the end of the hearing, it was like forcing them to ride the back of the bus. I just about lost my mind, right?
It was like Jim Crow. Yeah, because it was he was talking about, I forget the guy's name. I saw him on Tucker Carlson last night. He was mentioning John Lewis.
Right.
You know, John Lewis has been dining out on his civil rights activism since before I was born. And it's like, yeah, that's exactly what it is, guys. that is certainly the focus. But all of these guys, you know, the weaponizing the IRS and executive action and all of that stuff, blind eye. All of a sudden, newest sheriff is in town, and all of a sudden, every one of the deputies needs a level of scrutiny as yet unseen in Washington, D.C. It absolutely kills
me. Elijah Cummings couldn't find his area, okay? If he drove through it by accident, he wouldn't know it was his area. That's the thing. I love these guys. These guys are real. Are a real piece of work. That's, you know, it's just amazing to me. But think about how they're playing that up. Even that one congressman, he basically said all the black people that testified before him and while he was testifying, they all had to be discounted. They were of non-consequence because black people have been testifying negatively towards themselves just to get ahead. I'm thinking, Mike, how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take to find that logic works? So I'm right. Really.
Did you see there was the one guy? It was funny. The clip that I saw was playing that one cat who was talking about, you know, the back of the bus, the Jim Crow thing.
That's the one I'm talking about. Freak.
Right. It was so ridiculous. But then there was another guy who was an assistant or a staffer or a junior deputy or something for Jeff Sessions for years.
Yep.
Also a black dude. And it was just, he was just like, this guy is fantastic. And he listed, you know, that he's prosecuted guys from the KKK. Just basically the exact mirror opposite of what that other fellow was saying.
Right. And but the other fellow,
no
hey,
press at all.
The other fellow, right. But the other fellow, I have a clip. I have the clip. I cleaned it up and I played it last night. And I said, he doesn't give one example. Nowhere in the 7-minute speech does he come up with one example where Sessions did something against the black community. Not one. You know?
You know, here's the deal. We're all McCarthyites now, man. That's it.
God.
It turns out if somebody who's ever done something wrong has ever listened to your show, Messina, or retweeted one of your articles, you can now be forever branded by whatever extreme thing that other guy
Amen.
Said at some point.
I'm good with that. Amen. All right. Listen, so here's a funny one. You actually brought it up and started it, but we'll have some fun with this. You know, my wife and I no longer will eat, what is it, Ben and Jerry's, right? Because they're such hardcore left-wing loons, and she has got one of her favorite yogurts that they make, and she's heartbroken that we just won't support them. We're those people once in a while where, you know, you go so far over the edge, you go, I can't give them money anymore. So, you know, right. I've told people that, we've written that, and we're saying, you're out of your mind, you shouldn't do that, that's stupid, it's a dumb thing to do. So, a staple in New England, a landmark of New England when it comes to manufacturing, is L.L. Bean and the L.L. Bean Company. I grew up with them around. You gave gifts to each other from L.L. Bean. That was a big deal. People were excited about that. Well, apparently, one of the Beans has lost their minds, right? Well, according to the left, anyway.
Right.
Good. Tell them. Tell people what happened.
Okay. So here's the deal. Linda Bean is a board member, co-owner, and was a granddaughter of the founder, Leon Wood Dean. That's the L.L. Bean was Leon Wood Dean. This was a granddaughter. She gave money, about $30,000, to a political action committee that was supporting Trump. And everybody's heads has exploded. There's a boycott now of L.L. Bean because, well, obviously she is a racist, homophobic, misogynistic. What are all the other?
I don't. You know,
racist,
we haven't got
homophobic, misogynist.
We haven't got time to hit all 27 of them. But go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, so and then Donald Trump tweeted this morning very early. Unfortunately, tagging a attacking a lobster restaurant that was not at all associated with the company. His tweet was hilarious. Here's what he said. He said, "Thank you, Linda Bean of L.L. Bean, for your great support and courage. People support you even now. Buy L.L. Bean at L.B. Perfect Maine." And at L.B. Perfect Maine is a Maine lobster company owned by a woman named Linda Bean, who is not. Anyway, the whole thing is...
They're brilliant, though. They're brilliant. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, it does scratch a couple of itches for me, because as per instruction from Lisa Birnbach's The Preppy Handbook in the early 1980s, I bought my first pair of L.L. Bean duck boots in like 1985 or 1986. I actually have a picture of myself at midnight in front of the canoes downstairs as encouraged by the Preppy Handbook. Remember the Preppy Handbook, that book 35 years ago?
Are you serious?
Of course not. Well, I do.
It would have
LL Bean.
If you put that book in my hands, it would have exploded. But go ahead.
I still have mine. In fact, my mom mounted it for me. I have it in a cabinet. My original 35-year-old Preppy Handbook is mounted. And I was just wearing my LL Bean boots on Monday. I was out running around in the rain. But, of course, now what's going to happen is the two sides are now lining up. And this is an interesting thing about Trump, is that with one tweet, he can completely and totally change a political conversation, which I find to be very interesting. So, in fact, my show today, for my show this morning, which appears at 7 to 8 a.m. every single morning, my headline pick from my show today was a bunch of LL Bean boots. You go to at Empty House on Twitter, pinned to the top is a bunch of LL Bean boots, because that's what I talked about with Stephen Miller this morning.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Michael Housen joins me, as he does every week. Don't go far. He'll be back with me in a minute.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please get involved in the conversation. I mean that sincerely. But don't just sit here kind of, you know, soaking it up and really not getting involved and really not asking questions. It doesn't help anybody. As he does every week, Michael Housen joins me. He's our, I don't want to call you our token libertarian, because that just doesn't sound right, but.
You've said that before. You've called me the token libertarian.
I know I have. You're good with that?
I'm totally good with that. I have no issue with being the token classical liberal. That's the way I want to describe it.
Classical liberal, okay.
Classical liberal, and if I could steal from Charlie Cook at National Review, I could call it conservatarian. That's also what John Gabriel and Stephen Miller call their podcast. So there's the way to call it, a conservatarian.
I like that. That's kind of cool. I guess I could deal with that.
There we go.
All right. So we were talking about the yuppies. See, in my day, they were called yuppies.
No. They were never called yuppies. Those are two very different things.
Okay, so, yeah, well, that was the term when I was growing up, was yuppies. the young up-and-comers, right?
Yes, but that's not what a preppy is. Those are two distinct categories.
Yeah, but the
preppies,
the preppies were almost pseudo-feminine. You know what I'm saying? They had the did you wear the sweater over the shoulders?
Absolutely.
And the loafers?
Sweater.
Oh, my God.
The sweater was a L.L. Bean Norwegian fishing sweater. Absolutely. It was a heavy navy blue with the white checks Norwegian fishing sweater. In fact, the picture that I just tweeted showing the showing the L.L. Bean rubber moccasins, the sweater in that picture. Look at it. I'm looking right here. Norwegian sweater from L.L. Bean. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. See, now I'll give you a little hint of mine. When I was in high school, I used to wear the Greek sailor's cap. You know what I'm talking about? And then I'd wear the puka beads, and I had the bell-bottom pants on. They actually sewed a piece in the middle of the bell-bottoms and moccasins. That was kind of what I was wearing. And an army jacket. Everybody had an army jacket in the 70s. What are you shaking your head for? You were dressing like a fufu. What are you making fun of me for?
Okay, I guarantee you that at Mount Holyoke and at Choate Rosemary Hall and at Yale and Harvard, they were not wearing that.
No.
They were wearing the exact same thing that is in this book in 1960 and 1970, 1980, 1990, 2000,
wow.
2010. And next year's incoming class will be wearing the exact same
thing. Wow. So now these little snowflakes are protesting LLB. What are they going to do? You know how much they paid for those things? You really think they're going to throw any of that away?
No. It is hilarious that, you know, the folks that are supposedly the liberals, the one thing you can't is be even remotely off the plantation with your perspective and opinion on anything.
I know they have really got off the deep end. When I watch some of that stuff and I listen to them speak, look, Rosie O'Donnell, all right? Now, she's been off the deep end for years. I get that. Nothing new there. But,
right.
You know, she's come out. She's looking for martial law. Right, to keep Trump from becoming president. And then, you know, you got a group of them that want to impeach Trump. He's not even in office yet. Michael, I mean, I shouldn't say I'm perplexed, but I'm worried. You know, they think we're a hateful group. They think hardcore right-wing conservatives are a hateful group. I see what these people are writing. I see what they're saying should be done to Trump and the people that support him. Who really should be in the hate speech here, right?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole thing. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I don't know to be fearful of them or just they're just too dumb to know better and they won't cause any pain or harm to anybody. But it really is perplexing that they can't see how much hate they're spewing. I like when they bring up Gandhi, right? They always talk about Gandhi, what he has to say. Gandhi would have sat there and taken a beating and not spoke ill of the person hitting him. And here they are. They've already figured out how bad, how nasty Trump is going to be for everything. I'm just amazed. Hey, give me your thoughts on his press conference the other day. How did you feel about that?
Oh, you know what? I will contrast how much pleasure I derive from him going after Jim Acosta with how much disdain and disappointment that he went after Meryl Streep. I mean, I watched that thing a couple of times. Here's the deal. Acosta was being a complete and total a-hole.
Yep.
You shouldn't treat any president of the United States like that. You shouldn't treat any human being like that. The reality is that if Acosta had even gotten close to treating Barack Obama like that, he literally would not be giving the weather report in Burkina Faso on a public access CB radio channel.
Oh, God. No kidding. Well, you know, I was thinking, how stupid can you be? I always joke and say, Don't fight with a guy who can put you on hold and accidentally disconnect you when you've already been on hold for 45 minutes. It's a stupid thing to do. Here he is
right, fighting
with the guy that's going to move him to the back. He is going to have the back seat all the way off to the left where the support beam pole is in his way, and he's not going to be able to see Trump at all. He's just an idiot, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Totally.
So.
And there's a part of me with this that I – you know, as much as, for example, I was very, very sad earlier this week to see Rand Paul's amazing balanced budget proposal get destroyed in the Senate, because that's the kind of politician that I want running the show, right? But the reality is that I don't think that there's be any other Republican who could have won that office to have gone after the CNN guy the way Trump did. And I thought it was just fantastic. I loved it.
All right. I think we're ready. I really do think that we're ready for this now. The general populace of this country is tired of the same old, same old. Whether it was Trump or Frank Smith, it really wouldn't have mattered as long as somebody with that kind of attitude was willing to take on the general establishment of things and try to turn it around. This whole press room thing, the press conferences and that, this is going to be a whole different world. And these guys, if they don't get in line, and listen, I don't think that they should report on what they believe is fact that he's doing wrong. I think just to act like media idiots, no, I think he should shut them down. Shut up, sit down. I'm not taking your question. Right?
Absolutely. And exactly. Now, did you see on Tucker Carlson last night, the new Sean Spicer, the new I forget what his actual job is, but he's the new Josh Earnest,
He actually had the audacity to move his show to my time.
Who did?
Tucker Carlson.
Carlson's show.
I tried to call him. I said, hey, you know, you're stealing people. I love his show. I got to tell you, though. I really do love his show.
It is a great show. Anyway, Spicer was on talking about the way Trump is going to handle the press room. Because that's what Tucker was saying. He said, look, man, is there going to be 4 years of this? Acosta was a complete a-hole. What's the deal? And Spicer's like, you know, he said, no, Spicer's opinion about Acosta is like, look, that was unacceptable regardless of who the president of the United States was. And then Carlson said, look, one of the things that's been so irritating about the last 8 years is that Obama's interviews are with like Media Matters or Think Progress or NPR. And it's questions like, hey, if you were to spend some time thinking about your favorite color, what kind of emotions come to the surface, Mr. President? I mean, those are the kind of questions that Obama gets. And Carlson's like, hey, is Trump going to put himself in a position to be asked tough questions? And Spicer's like, absolutely. The one thing Trump is not afraid of is giving his opinion and being asked hard questions and conflict. Spicer is going to be, I mean, in such a contrast to Josh Earnest, man. I cannot wait for that.
Oh, even, what's her name? Who's the woman that ran this?
Kellyanne Conway.
Right, so Kellyanne Conway. Have you seen her on the circuit? She's speaking just like he does.
That's so beautiful.
Isn't it?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
There's no more, you can tell that they're not looking how they're going to couch their words and make sure they don't put the wrong words together. They're you can see it's on their face. They're thinking about what they're going to say, but they're not thinking like how I'm going to be cautious. They're thinking about how do I get my point across and not use 700 words. And
yep.
I think this is going to be totally different. I think it's great. Again, like you, I don't care who the president in front of that camera is, as long as we get past all this PC garbage and get back to the, if you forgive me, the business of the people, if you would. You know, Iran last week, one of their boats, a couple of their boats got too close to one of our ships. And I was thinking, you know, in the days of Reagan, Iranians would be two ships lighter right now, right? I mean, that's really what it would boil down to.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see if Trump goes down that road. I know I'm not a warmonger, but I'm a believer in, you know, you lay down the law, fast, hard. You only have to do it once or twice. And they're going to go, okay, this is no fun anymore. We're not going to do this.
Yep.
You know, you in agreement with that?
I totally agree with you about that.
Okay. So you have a show that's on every day. You need, before we run out of time, tell people where the show is, how to find you, how to find your writings, and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Simplest place to hear the show is houserules.us. There's a link to the Spreaker site from that. Then there's also an iOS app in the iTunes store. There's an app in the Google Play store. But the easiest thing to do is go to houserules.us, click the link to listen to it live. You can also listen to the archive of the show. It's live 7 to 8 a.m. California time every single day.
And people can listen while they're having their coffee. Michael, thanks for joining me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your house host in the real site on GCN Live. Listen, every day of every week, we are on. Check out the website, thereelside.com. We'll catch you tomorrow.
All right, Messina, thanks.
Yep.